Forrester, how's he?
Yeah, Harry's trained yesterday. Well, done a little bit of training yesterday. We'll train fully today, and I feel expect him to be fit for tomorrow.
Gives a decision, doesn't it? Brings about a decision as to whether you throw him straight back in.
It does. A lot of decisions to make as well. You know, Curtis Main came on the other night there and done really well. Abdul came on, showed a lot of skill, sometimes at the wrong time. But he's pushing to start as well, so it gives me a lot of selection problems, which is nice.
Because the easy thing would be to say after a victory like that, that's same again this weekend, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, but we've got to be mindful. You know, we've played Saturday, Tuesday, and coming up we've got Saturday, Tuesday as well. So we've got to try and manage the squad as best as I can, but at the same time there's a lot of confidence and belief in the boys that are playing at the minute, and that shows me the results we've got.
How do you view it? And I realise in some respects, I mean, slightly disrespectful to Port Vale here, but the bigger challenge, the league dictates the bigger challenge is Bristol City on Tuesday. So do you name your side in that, with that in mind?
No, not at all. You know, Port Vale, they've had a really good win last week against Walsall. We've seen what Walsall done to us here. We also know what they done to us here earlier on in the season. You know, they came here and they turned us over convincingly. So we can't look at Bristol City, we can't look at Colchester next week. You know, we've got to keep this run going, and that starts with what will be a really tough game tomorrow.
Slightly more longer term, Rob Jones has started to play again, hasn't he, with the reserves. Where's he at?
It was really pleasing to get the first 90. I went and watched the game on Wednesday, get the first 90 minutes under his belt. He was a bit stiff and tired yesterday, which is expected. And he probably will be a bit more today, because sometimes it's the day after. He's close to being involved with the squad again. We've got another game on Wednesday, and I think for Rob's body and Rob's peace of mind, more than anything else, it's important that he gets another 90 minutes under his belt first.
And James Coppinger, he's not. We were assuming he's not going to be around this weekend, but where could he fit into the things shortly?
We're looking towards the Colchester game. You know, with the way the team's playing and the squad's managing itself at the minute, it would be stupid to rush James back. And with all the games we've got, saying that, but we're desperate to get him back involved because he's a big influence, not just on the pitch but off the pitch as well. But we've got to make sure he's right as well, because the last thing we want, and it's very similar with Harry as well, is to come in for one game, get injured and put himself out again for a number of weeks. The pleasing thing is we've got players that are chomping at the bit at the minute. You know, they all want to be involved, and the atmosphere is fantastic around the place, and that includes, and I was touching it the other night there after the game, the players who aren't in the team at the minute. You know, they're backing the ones that are in the team, but they're desperate to get their chance as well, and that's something which is great for me, but something I've got to manage as well.
One of the more interesting ones in that respect is perhaps Razak. So when he's fully up to speed and, you know, making the right decisions, etc., who does he challenge most for a place in the side? Because he can play in a couple of different positions.
He can play anywhere in the centre of the park. He can play wide if we need him to. He can play off the front. He can play at the tip of the diamond. He's just a good footballer, and frustrating thing for everybody is he should have been available 4 weeks ago, and we wouldn't be sitting having this conversation there, because he would have been up to speed. They would have played a lot more games, a lot more training and everything else, but we're getting him in there slowly but surely, getting minutes on the pitch, and you know, I've no doubt that if I had to start him tomorrow that he'll be fine.
Richie Wellens, in one of the more recent press conferences, was saying that he thinks that it's really just one place in the playoffs up for grabs, that Sheffield United will move on and they won't be caught. And it's one of the chasing pack into the final spot. Do you see it like that, or can teams further up the ladder be caught?
Yeah, they can, but also teams further down can push up there as well. You know, we were looking at our position before Christmas, before we went to Swindon. I think we were 3 or 4 points off the bottom and 8 or 9 points off the top. We went in a good run, and then, you know, it's put us right up there now. I think we're in the top six. We've gave a bit of distance to the teams below us as well, but there's a group of six or seven teams just outside the top six at the minute that could quite easily go on a run. And saying that, the teams above us, you know, if I want to set a challenge to the players, is, you know, look at the teams below us and see if we can pull away, but let's try and claw back some of the points that and the five teams that are above us.
It's an interesting psychology, isn't it, as to whether you look at those teams and try and get at them, or just, look, we need to keep this lot at arm's length. We are where we are right now, but so long as we keep our head above that proverbial waterline, as it were, we'll be fine.
Yeah, we will. Look, if at some point, if we do drop out the top six, it wouldn't worry me at all. You know, and I know you guys think it's a bit of psychology. For me, that you don't finish in the top six in February. You know, and there's always one or two teams that make a late run as well. All we've got to concentrate on is keep the good form going that we're in, you know, and we're playing well at the minute, we're picking up results. We showed a different side to us the other night. They're coming from behind, especially at home, which was the first time I think we've done that this season. So the characters there, the patience and the professionalism that the players showed the other night there was really pleasing for me.
It says a bit about the squad, doesn't it? Because it's not quite the turnaround, as it were, but if we're talking in November about form and league placings, etc., to be where you are right now, it has turned around, hasn't it? And the players have kept on point, really focused here.
They have, and well, I don't want to sound clever or anything else, but we knew that the first stretch of the season was going to be tough for us, and there was going to be a lot of inconsistencies within our performances and players' performances and keeping people fit. We felt that leading up to Christmas and going into January, February time, that's probably when we'd be at our strongest, because everybody would be up to speed. And, you know, the board have allowed me to strengthen a little bit, which, you know, bringing new players in doesn't just create competition for places, it gives players a buzz as well, and people rise to the occasion. So, you know, I'm very wary as well of bigging them up too much, but they've been fantastic. But with 17 games left, what we have done is give ourselves a great chance.
I just wonder if over the course of this next period, not just for Doncaster Rovers, but for everybody really, whether you'll start to see things almost settle down in terms of the league, that gaps may well start to come out because teams sort of further down the pecking order might fall away, etc., etc., etc. And those that hold their position, if you like, will put themselves in a great chance.
I think the way this league is, it's going to go down to the very end. You know, there's such a lot of clubs that are in close proximity within the league that you win one game, you can pull away. You lose two games, and you can be sitting 12th, 13th, 14th, and the league's that close. And with everybody got to play each other still going towards the end of the season, I really do think it's going to go down to the very end.
So the idea then that this could be a big period, because, you know, Bristol are coming, Gillingham away is not so far away, you know, some big testing games falling for Doncaster Rovers.
There is, you know, we've got Port Vale, we've got Bristol, we've got Colchester, we've got Gillingham, we've got Preston, you know, so we've got a lot of games coming up in a short space of time, and you could quite easily go on an unbeaten run in the 5-6 games, but at the same time, you could lose three and find yourself out the top six again, so we've just got to keep our focus, and our focus is all about getting a result on Saturday.
So, Port Vale then, led by Rob Page, what do you make of the job he's done down there?
Yeah, brilliant. You know, Rob, spoke to him earlier on in the season when we played Crewe. You know, he allowed us to train at their place, and he's loving it there, and I think it's shown in the performances he's getting out of the team. A little bit like ourselves, as in, on any given day, they can go and really give teams a bit of a beating. A little bit inconsistent, although we've sorted that out. But I watched their game against Walsall last week, and, you know, Walsall turned us over here last week, and they went and beat them. And that just shows you what the league's about. But it'll be a tough test for us.
So what kind of side are they then? How's he moulded that group? Where are their threats?
All over the pitch. You know, Marshall out wide. They used both wingers really well. They've got Pope back in, involved, scored last week. Williamson feeds off them, so they're a threat going forward. The fullbacks come and join in, and it's a big pitch down there, and they use the width really well, so it's something that we've got to be aware of. Aerially, set pieces, they're a threat as well, as we've seen when we played them here, so we're going to have to be at it. You know, we've conceded a couple of sloppy goals from set pieces in the last few games, so it's something that we've got to make sure we sort out in that side, because they're a real threat from that.
Just finally, to change tack, you're obviously in a situation now where the team are ticking over, things are cooking on gas, but thoughts ultimately sometimes do turn to the future. A few of the lads contractually are coming to the end of their time. Do you start that process now with the Furmans of this world, or do you just say, right, leave it to the summer, we'll find out where we are?
No, in the next coming weeks we'll be sitting down with all the players who are out of contract. You know, we've seen over the last two summers with the disruptions that we've had and not having people tied down, and you know, we had a meeting with the board, not last week, the week before, about the recruitment side of the club and about getting players tied down. And they're fully behind what I want to do, and they want me to try and get a squad together. Hopefully, but without you guys coming back in it shoving it back in my face, but we want to try and get as many players looking forward to next season signed, contracted, before pre-season even starts.
Because they do, at the minute they're doing well, aren't they? You know, I mentioned Firmin there. I think Bennett and Forrester, you could perhaps lump them onto the same list, couldn't you, right now? And you'd want to keep them.
Yeah, there's a few. Nathan Tyson, you know, Harry's got another year left. You know, Nathan, there's Theo, there's Kyle Bennett, Dean Firmin. So there's a few of them that are at contract at the end of the season. But as I said, we want to try and make sure that going into this the summer that we're in a stable position. By the time pre-season comes around, and I know we're only in February, but we'll be honest before we know it, we want to try and make sure that the base of our squad is there, which we've not had before.